Be'ezras Hashem, we begin paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Kelim, the laws of vessels as relates to the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, which in this paragraph the Rambam discusses regarding wooden vessels that don't have a receptacle, which we spoke about in paragraph Aleph, that midday raisa, they're not mekabel tumah, but there is a rabbinic halacha to it, and that in this paragraph we discuss regarding these different actual categories related to that. And additionally, what happens if this wooden vessel is partially metal also? What is then the status? So Rambam begins halacha Aleph regarding these three categories by a wooden vessel that does not have a receptacle and it's not meant to receive things. Sholish midas b'kliyetz. There are three categories regarding wooden vessels. She'ein nesum l'kabbalah, that we call flatware, that's not meant to receive things. So first one is kol kliyetz, any wooden vessel, ha'os l'tashmash odin b'lvad, that's meant to serve only for the human being. K'gayin asul, like for example, a ladder. It's meant to function in helping a person. Tahar, it's pure. Ve'inim kabel tumah klal, it's not a receptive for tumah at all, because it's a wooden flatware. And the lady b'uchacham l'tumah, and the chacham did not include that for tumah. So although we said there is a rabbinic tumah, none in this category. Category number two: v'chol kli etz asla tashmash akelim v'ha adam. Any wooden vessel is meant to serve vessels and a person, which means to say, in its function, it's there to assist in vessels and for the person. For example, a table where you put on it vessels, and the person also utilized the table without vessels to eat on or to lean on, or a tavla, tablet, a small like type of a table, a mita, a bed, b'kiyutzmer, things like that. Mekabotum, and those things are mekabotum. Now, minayin sheim l'tashmash adam l'tashmash mishamshab. Now, how do you know that it serves for a person and it serves the things that serve him, meaning the vessels which serve the person, and therefore the Meshamshe Kelim are called Meshamshe Meshamshab of the person, is Shahare Manecha Ka'aris al Shulchan, because you see these things, like for example, a table. It's not just the person that used the table, they also put the plates on the table. And Vakleis is al Tablet, the cups go onto the tablet. Vamatsoy Salamita, and the bedding and the sheets go onto the bed. So therefore, that's considered a category that serves the person and the Kelim, that is Mekabel Tumah. Category number three, Chol Kli Eitz Ha'asal Tashmash Hakelim Levad, any wooden vessel is meant to just serve just vessels. Shaharehu Mishamish Mishamshei Odom, it's only serving as a function to that which serves a person, meaning it serves that which serves people, which is it's serving the it's a function it's assisting a kli. So Imloi, so it depends. Imloi Hayu Mishamish as a Kelim El Mishas Melachim Levad, if it didn't function as serving a vessel only during the time of when actual work is being done with it, then Hadeza Tamaklum, then that wooden vessel is totally pure. Kugan, for example, Menorah Shel Eitz, a candelabra of wood. I mean, it's like a type of really, a menorah is really a stand. Shemeshemeshes Haneh B'Shas Hadlaka, where it serves the lamp at the time when it's lit. That's the only time when it has utility. V'chan, and a stand, which is similar, v'hu kli, and that's a vessel, shemanich and tachas ekel meshas malacha, that you put beneath vessels when you're doing work on it. And v'hadfusen, kulan, the old types of molds. Those things are only functions of vessels as they're serving it when the work is being done with them. But let's say this wooden vessel served as an assist to a vessel, whether the work's being done with it or whether the work's not being done with it. Ah, then that is mekabel tumah, then that will receive tumah. So it depends in this third category, when it's mishamish only the kli, if it's b'shas malacha or even shle b'shas malacha. And what's like even shle b'shas malacha? K'gain kiso ha-kufza, like the covering of a box. K'yizba, things like that. It functions even when you're not doing work with it. And v'tikken, the container of hasayif, of a sword, v'asakan, of a knife, v'aroimach, and the spear, v'amesperayim, and the scissors, v'atar, and a razor, v'amikchel, which is like a small type of a spoon that is put into the eye makeup, to put into the eye, v'hamachdev, which is a stylus made out of metal, which is used to carve out writing in a tablet with wax, a covering, and ubeis ha-koichel, which is the vessel that the eye makeup is put into it, and v'tik, in a container of a tavla, of a tablet, uskurtia, which is a type of a leather mat that is eaten on, uveis ha-pagoizois, which is a container that's designated to put in the arrows inside of it, v'tik chalilim, and the container of the flutes, kalilim v'koyitzim, all these containers and things, something like that, af b'she'inim el m'sham shekim, although they only serve vessels, they receive tumash, the vessel needs it, whether you're doing work with it or whether you're not doing work with it. The case is an integral part. But the covering of that of, we said, that that which is the, with the arrows, the base of Bekezes is that of the wide arrows. And all these things, like Batek Chalilim, those are things that they serve both B'Shas Melach and B'Shas Melach. Of a Kisu Kamtira, which is a large box which people put their garments away over there, and the Kisu Teva, and the covering of a box which is smaller than that of Kamtira, the Kisu Teni, and the covering of a basket, and the press of the carpenter, which they use to press things, and the chair that's beneath the box, and which is a type of a covering that's made like a dome, which covers it from the top, which is a type of a mold, which they would stretch out the leather with it, which they're making for a covering for a Sefer Torah, ubeis haneger, which is a peg of a large wood, which is used to close the door, and that's the, like a bolt. And the base of neger is the container of that neger, v'hamanul, and the container of the lock, v'mezuzah, and the container which is used to wrap a mezuzah, v'tiknevol v'akenayis, and the container of the lyres and the harps, v'akoylev shel goydlim mitznefes, and the form of those who braid the hats, which is put on like a head-shaped mold, utfushal tefillin, and the mold that is used to make on the tefillin, visus shal eitz shal zamor, and also the horse made out of wood of the singers shemesachkim, by which they laugh around with to make all those the spectators laugh, urevias hamakrinenis, which two pieces of wood that the length is more than the amma, which the two pieces of wood are, when they're making noise, whether for some type of a mourning, and that's what we call makinenes, or when they're putting on the show and making everyone laugh, which banging one into the other, making noise, ugunenes ha'ani, and when the poor man is working on the outside and he wants to protect himself from the sun, v'samechas hamita, and then he protects himself with that gunenes, v'samechas hamita, and the supports of a bed, v'naklite hamita, which are the two poles that support the canopy around the bed, the chamor shetachas amita, and the, so to speak, donkey beneath the bed, which is a piece of wood that's put beneath the bed that the bed supports. Kolei lebekayizim, and all these that we mentioned, all those similar to them, toirim are going to be pure. Nishtei b'sham shem makelim b'shas melach v'vad, because they only serve the vessel only when the work is being done with them. Only when you need to use the function of that are these things integral. Those, again, would be tahar. Halacha Beis continue with examples of these three categories. So Malbin Amita, regarding the headboard of a bed, if it was covered with these types of rings, which the purpose is to strengthen the headboard, and there's also a leg, which connects it to the bed, so then it becomes tummy with the bed. Could you put it at the head of the bed? Like one of the parts of the bed. Now, but let's say you put it on two bedposts of the bed, and now it's actually higher than the walls of the bed. Although it's tied on with robes, but since it does not have legs connected to the bed, so tar, it's going to be tar. They're from things that function in the assisting the vessel only at the time when you're using it, meaning to hang on the person's garments. When he's clothed, he doesn't need it. It's not there for the actual bed itself. It's only when he needs it. Kamal b'nei b'nei Levi, like the headboards of the from the Shevet Levi, she told him kinnur esim klei ashir, which they would hang on it their harps and their instruments. Shem term with the tar, because again it's meshamish a keli only b'shas malacha, meaning only when you need it to use it for what you're using it for. Halacha gimel machbish shol shakov, the press of the shoemakers. What does it mean to press? Are you pressing down? That they stretch out the leather on that press. Tar, that's tahar. Because what happens is you put on it a stone, in the hole that you have on this press, and you use it on there. Now, the nimtza comes out that it's meant to serve the vessels only when you're doing work with it, because when you're not doing work with it, you don't need the press at all. And the neither is it going to become tummy, because ultimately, there's a hole in that machbish. No, because that hole is meant to be filled up with stone, and therefore any clay kibble that's meant to be usul malis is not considered as a clay kibble, and stone itself is not makabotum. Kirin halacha dalad continues with coverings. Chipuy hamita, coverings of the bed, taharin are going to be tahar. And the truth is, v'chein kol chipuy, all types of coverings. Being shal shel etz, whether made out of wood, or shel etzem, or bone, or shel or of leather, or shel matechas, or metal, taharin, all tahar. Why? Because shnem of the pasuk says, "Miyikar she'asim malachim," that you can do malacha with them. With them is prot lechipuy akim, comes to exclude the coverings of the vessels, where they're not considered as the thing itself, and they're just a covering. And therefore, we see that the pasuk is excluding the coverings. And v'chein kli etz or yetzim, so too, let's say you have a wooden or a bone vessel, shesh ben beis kibul, that has a receptacle. Shatiba mamatechas, now you plated it with metal, which is the same thing as a covering, it's not the actual thing itself. Tahoyrim, vein mekabel tumah, so it's going to be turned, it's not going to be mekabel tumah, because the Rambam understands, like we're saying, that the covering is what caused it to be pure, even for a vessel that would be mekabel tumah without the plating. And the plating itself is not mekabel tumah, as he explains. That me'achar shetzipam bitlam. Once you covered it, you plated it, so you nullified the wooden vessel because the plating is more significant. Vatzipa asmatar, and the covering itself is tar, like we just explained, and hence those types of vessels are not going to be kabbal tumah. Halacha hey continues regarding what happens if a vessel is partially metal. Ha'isakli, if someone makes a vessel, miktsasim in the etz, yeah, part of it is wood, but miktsasim in the metecha, some of it is made out of metal. So it depends. If the wooden part was serving the metal part, so like a metal vessel, it's mekabotobo. But if the metal vessel is serving the wooden vessel, which as we're talking about here in this parak, we're talking about that there's no clay kibble, then yeah, wooden vessel would be mekabotobo. We're talking about a flat wooden vessel. Then hakol tar, everything, even the metal part, is all going to be tar because the primary is wood, because the metal is only functioning as secondary to the wood. Now, as Kitzad Ram illustrates, the primary entity of a key is the teeth of the key, which that's really what opens and closes the lock. The other part is really just as a handle for the teeth. So the Ram illustrates, says, Mavtech shel etz, if there's a key made out of wood, but v'shinav mimatechas, but the teeth of the key is made out of metal. So now, then even if one tooth of those teeth is metal, hariz makabotum, it's a kabotum, because ultimately it's miktas is matechas, and that's from the primary function. But let's say the key was made out of metal, but the teeth was made out of wood, or they're not called tar. Again, because the metal is serving to function secondary to the wood, which is not makabel tama. Halacha vav, tabasha matechas, a ring made out of metal, but the signet, which is that which one uses to make their signature in like something that could be pressed into it, is of almig. Almig is what's known as coral, which is grows in the seas, and it's hard like stone. So Tameya, so it's going to be Tamei, this ring, because the ring itself is considered its own distinct entity, which is made out of metal. Now, Haysa Shal Almug, if let's say the ring was made out of Almug, this coral, and its signet was made out of metal, Haysa Ein Mekabel Tumah, it's not Mekabel Tumah, because ultimately the signet, that part of it, which is made out of metal, is meant to be filled, and therefore, like we said, it's not considered as a Kli Kibul, and hence, that's not, and it's not its own vessel, so therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah, because the ring part is Almug, which is also not Mekabel Tumah. Halacha Zayin, Hashem, again, that goes to them to what's considered as a primary function and what's considered as a kli. Hashem shel matechas, if there is a tooth of a key that is not connected to, let's say, the rest of it that's made out of wood, it's just Hashem shel matechas that the tooth is made out of metal. Or there's a signet of metal. So mekabotum lufin yatsmai, it would be mekabotum on its own. Imlohi mechubel etzev, it was not connected to anything of wood, because independently, it is considered as a metal vessel. V'chein so to hamabed, a pitchfork, v'amizra, and that which is a winnowing, v'hamagriv, where these three types of vessels that are all used to sift through the straw that was in the granary, where first they take a pitchfork which has three teeth, and then that holds back the heavy chaff, and only this the wheat and the refuse that's not so large gets through. Then they do this again with a mizra, which the teeth are more, but still a little bit wide, and that holds back the medium-grade refuse. And then at the end, they use this magoib, which have many teeth, and the space is very narrow, and then therefore primarily only the kernels are falling through, and just maybe a little bit of that pesilus. And v'hamasik shel roish, and the comb that's used for the person's head, which these four vessels are all made out of wood. Shenitla achas mishneim, but if one of the teeth were taken away, b'asor shel matechas made out of metal, oh, arei mekabel tumah, again, because of that tooth, which is a metal, and that's from the primary functions, thus making it like a kli matzah. Halacha ches makil shasa bereishim masmer. Regarding a stick, that on the top of it there was a spike of metal, kamin like a pomegranate, and the reason why is because they shi'ayches by so that one could hold onto it with that. So in makabel tuma, so then it's not going to be makabel tuma because since the metal is really functioning as secondary for the vessel, which is made out of wood, just to support the stick, so it's like serving that of wood, which we said in halacha hey, would not be makabel tuma. But let's say asuya shleitia aritz echelis esaitz. But let's say he made it so that when it's put on the ground, that the earth should not should not eat away at the wooden part of the stick, and because it's going to be hitting the metal part, oh, the mekabel tuma. Then it will be mekabel tuma because without that metal spike, the end of the stick would be ruined, and therefore it's like there to support it, and so therefore it's considered as part of the primary part of the vessel, which and therefore since it's metal, it's mekabel tuma. So to makel a stick, that they put in these spikes, to use it as to hit with, because it makes it that it hurts more, the makabel tuma is also makabel tuma. It comes out that the wood is actually supporting and serving the metal spikes, because the stick is there to support that when he hits, it's going to hurt from the spikes, and the spikes are not serving the stick. But let's say he made these spikes just as a way of beautifying it, as these different spikes in it, then it's not makabel tuma. Again, it's just beautifying the wooden stick, and the wood is the primary. Which are these tubes that are cut along its length, which is like we find in by the Shulchan and in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. So if you have these half tubes, shel matech as a metal, shekavoin b'makel, which they were established onto a stick, which powerful people, they would decorate their sticks, where it would be with these half tubes of silver and gold, so let's say on a door, and there was lanoi to beautify it, so tahir is going to be pure, because again, they're serving to function as supporting the wooden door or the wooden stick, it's just beautifying it. And v'chein kol kitz b'mishar kem l'soto, anything from all the different types of vessels, if the metal is serving as just to beautify the wood, it's considered secondary to the wood, and therefore, then it's not going to be makabel tuma like a wooden vessel that is pshut dekli eitz.